Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, great job by the Phillies yesterday. And, of course, the blast being there with so many of our listeners. So that's on the table. So, too, is the Eagles thing. Is a hard one to talk over. There you go.
I'll tell you, until like 5 years ago, I thought they said Bob Arran.
Well, yeah. I think a lot of people did.
My whole life.
And then it doesn't exactly sound like Barbara. Barbara's not quite in there. All right. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Make sure you check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question, do you think the national media has given the 2024 Eagles enough credit for potentially being one of the best NFL teams of all time? Yes or no? Have the Eagles gotten the acclaim nationally that they deserve? Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio, WIP on Twitter. I'll tell you one team that's certainly not going to get historical acclaim if they win a championship. But they might win a championship, John, is the Indiana Pacers. Are they really?
That's amazing.
Guys, are the Indiana Pacers really about to win the NBA championship?
Bench crushed it last night, like, including TJ McConnell.
What is going on?
Good for TJ.
Next thing you know, the Houston Texans are going to win the NFL Super Bowl. Like, the Indiana freaking Pacers? Are you kidding me?
I just wanted a series, and it looks like we got one.
Oh, we definitely got a series. I am really, really surprised. I mean, more than anything, that the Pacers are... They're 2 games away from winning the championship.
TJ McConnell's 33.
Well, I remember when we felt, because I was there, and I think we as a group were there, like it was time to move on after the Toronto series. He felt a little overmatched in that series. I think it was that series. I'm almost positive. And I remember it was like, all right, let's move on from TJ. And they did. And man, was that a mistake. Because think of who the backup point guard. Who had been the backup point guard since then? I mean, they had... Who's that guy and that other guy?
Yeah,
the guy.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think of the one. Who's the scrappy guy? Beverly?
Oh, yeah.
He was here for a minute. He was 2 years ago for about a half a season.
Yeah.
Who else have they had backup point guard guy? Because they've stunk, whoever they are. They're either too young and not good, too old and not good, or middle-aged and not good.
Oh, the guy who shoots weird.
Oh, yeah. That guy.
That guy.
The old Suns player.
Campaign.
Campaign.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really.
Lowry, sure.
Love him, but I mean, as old as... Can't be older in the NBA than this. I mean, I love Kyle Lowry, but my God.
And TJ, he's like our age almost, Kyle Lowry.
All right, so the Pacers might actually get it done. By the way, Life Advice with DeHammer coming up at 9:15 today. You can certainly let us know what you need some help with, and I'll try to give you some good advice. Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. 3 ways you can interact with our show in addition to the regular phone lines. All right, let's go to the phones. We're looking for who is an ultimate tough guy or tough gal from fiction. But more than anything, and also Philly's conversation, but more than anything, do you agree with the sentiment that the Eagles
we're shortchanged when it comes to acclaim after that season. Not just that Super Bowl, that season. Remember, they had a 10-game winning streak in there, guys. And a number one ranked defense. And then also, why do you think it has happened? Let's go to Steve in Cherry Hill. We were hanging out with him yesterday. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, guys. Morning. It was a pleasure meeting everyone yesterday.
It was great, man. Time.
Beautiful day, but it was a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
I don't think they got shortchanged only because the last, five or six years, our division stunk, except for Washington last year. So I'm guessing they're going about, years past that our division wasn't that good. I'm just going on that. But I don't know your thoughts on that end of it.
Well, I'll give you a yeah, although Washington was totally legit. But, yeah, the other two teams weren't. But most divisions have one team that stinks, and many have two. Think of it this way. When you play 17 games and you play two teams in your division that stinks, that only represents four games. You still have 13 other games. That's right. More than enough to get to size up, what does this team have versus the other teams? And then, by the way, so it's those 13 games. Then it's four other games in the postseason, one of which was against Washington. We'll discount that. So you had, let's not discount it. You had 17 games against teams other than the Cowboys and Giants. If the nation can't wrap their head around the greatness of the Eagles based on 17 games against non-Giants and Cowboys, then they're just then it's dumb. They're dumb people.
Right. So on the other note, who are the Phillies going to trade for a center fielder? Is it going to be Bohm still now that he's hitting the ball, or Castellano, or Stott? I got one of them three being traded.
Man, I don't know, Steve.
We need it.
I tend to think it'll be none of them. I tend to think that it will be a minor leaguer.
I think it's going to be a shakeup. One of them guys, they're getting to be, besides yesterday, they're just a boring team to me. So I think they got to shake it up a little bit. Now's the time
I hope they do. I really hope they do. Yeah.
I hope to get rid of one of them guys. But anyway, my answer would be Rambo.
Oh, Rambo's a good answer.
Good answer. Excellent.
Yeah, super strong out of the gate, Steve. Appreciate that phone call, man. Really good answer. Gary in Whitehall right now. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Good, buddy.
Doing well, Gary.
Hey, listen, the Eagles thing, for all the years, you guys never won a Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. 2017 comes, we win one. Oh, you guys caught lightning in the bottle. You barely beat Brady, who showed out his best performance in the Super Bowl. So we got one there. We get another one, 2024. We destroy the Commanders in the
NFC. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The game, we destroyed the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and we still get disrespected. I was telling James, all we got to do now is kick everybody's ass and win another one.
Yeah, I do know. But Gary, here's what's annoying about it. It's going to be hard for the Eagles, not impossible, but it's going to be hard for the Eagles to be more dominant than they were. That was... Like, I don't know one person, and we all have love in our heart for the 2017 Eagles. Love and appreciation. I don't know one person that thinks it was a better team than this one that just happened. Number one ranked. Do I think Jalen could play better? I do. Not so much in the Super Bowl, but look, for the season, yeah, I do. But I don't think Saquon can play better. I really don't. Offensive line, I think, was number one. AJ and Devontae do what they do. The defense was number one in football. Like, I don't know much of a reasonable path for how they can be better. I really don't.
It's almost embarrassing. Like, when you run through the list, that is an embarrassment of riches, both sides of the football. It feels unfair almost, but I'll take it.
I mean, theoretically, Gary, you could have a new crop of rookies, not only this year, but over the next couple of years, that is similar to what just happened with the rookies. And so you have more of that. I'm not saying it's impossible. Because, look, you can make it. Look, the 84 49ers went 15-1. And people thought that was the best Niners team. And then you had the team in 89 that beat the Broncos. Like, I don't know what that score was, but that was nuts. Then you had the team.
It was like 55-10.
55-10. Yes.
I won a block.
Yes.
On
correct.
That one and won a lot
correct.
Of money.
Then you had the Niners team in 94 with Steve Young that set the NFL record in the Super Bowl with 6 touchdown passes. So it's like, well, maybe that's the best one. So, I mean, it is possible to keep it going. But, you know, that's not easy, man. There's a
that
reason.
That 49ers team had those dumb numbers. Remember the.
I don't.
That 49ers
with the,
team.
With the
it
three dimensional.
Yeah, the shadow
94
numbers.
Did. I know. So
where the regular number, but then a black outline behind it.
Loved
and it.
It
was just so weird looking.
I thought they were the best uniforms I'd ever seen.
Oh, no
when
way.
Dion got in
they
that uniform.
They tried to make the 3D looking numbers, and you thought that was cool?
I thought that was amazing. That and the Charlotte Hornets with the teal.
Oh, God, everybody loved those.
Sign me up for that.
No.
The starter jacket. That was the go-to.
Oh, everybody had them.
Get me an Alonzo Mourning, Larry Johnson, teal Charlotte Hornets.
That was a great team. I mean, you want to talk NBA Jams glory.
Yeah, yes.
But,
and then they didn't get along, and then that was the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
Gary, give me an answer, my man. Fictional tough guy. Who do you got?
Well, we're going to go with the bare knuckle champion, and that's Philo Beddoe.
You got it, pal. Gary, appreciate the phone call. All right, let's get to the fills from yesterday. So, a couple things obviously stood out, one of which is right out of the gate, boom, 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 3 runs. So credit to a bunch of guys getting a little bit. By the way, notable, Trey Turner leading off against a right-handed pitcher.
Yep.
So it happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happened.
We thought it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So score one for the Hammer 2 days ago. He said, what's going to be the first...
Well, we agreed with you. You just got to talk first.
You know what?
You got to go first. That would have been all of our answers.
I don't know about that. Score one for the Hammer. Early victory for tomorrow.
Yes, Hammer!
Just saying. No, it is notable. Rob Thompson did it, and I think it was the right move. Look, the concept, I had no problem with the concept of a righty against a lefty against a righty. I had no problem with Bryson Stott up there. I think it's sound thinking, as long as the player plays well enough to justify getting the most at-bats on a team, which he did not, and did not over the stretch of about a month and a half. You know, I mean, he started out initially decent, but it's been pretty lame lately. So, but notable that yesterday it happened. Baton has been passed. Trey Turner is now the leadoff hitter, the leadoff hitter in the Philadelphia Phillies. We'll see how long it lasts. Let's hope it's the whole season, because if it is, that's a sign that it needed to change again. So we'll see. You know, and Schwarber's going to have to totally settle middle of the lineup, and like, that's it. That's the plan. Could be altered, but that's the plan
how
as of now.
How hard and fast do you think this is set?
At least a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's Trey Turner's job.
It feels like it should be
his job.
Pretty dyed in the wool right now, you know, if that's the terminology.
Yeah.
But I don't know how long does it hold out?
Rob
if
Thompson
he starts to do awful Trey things where Trey we know Trey can plummet.
Yeah,
Trey has not been plummeting.
No, he's been playing. He's been playing well. So anyway, that's notable. So they get all those runs in the first. You know, RBI ground out by Boehm, Kepler hit, JT hit, boom. You got a 3-0 lead. All right, let's go a little deeper in the game. It was good to see Kyle Schwarber after struggling for a stretch go yard.
Here's a swing and a drive way back to right, and that
will end the drought for Kyle Schwarber as he hits one off the facing of the second deck. It falls into the lower seats, and Schwarber with his 21st of the year. And that's the Kyle Schwarber we know, especially in the month of June. It's 4-0 Phillies.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Just so cool to see that live. You know, the flick. Yeah. Everyone knows by the sound.
Yeah.
And there goes.
That's
really
awesome.
Cool to see.
All right, so Bohm was the offensive star of the day, though. He had three different hits in which he drove in a run or more, including this one in the fourth.
The pitch. Swung on. Line to right. That's a base hit into right center. Kemp will score. Turner's coming home as well. And Alec Bohm does deliver the two-out, two-run single. And the Phillies now lead it 6-1 here over the Cubs.
So at that point, you pretty much know the Phillies are going to win the game. But he tacked on another a couple innings later.
Cabrera's 1-1. Swung on, hit in the air, high in the air to left. It's pretty deep. Half is back at the track, at the wall. And he's out of room. It's gone. Oh, just a towering fly ball straight away left field. And Alec Bohm with a 4 RBI day as he launches his 6th home run of the season to give the Phillies a 7-1 lead.
So that's all good stuff. But, and I mean this is no disrespect to Bohm, it's all got to take a backseat to what was the story of the day. Let's go back actually a little bit earlier in the game. We're going out of sequence here. But when Jesus Luzardo did this.
1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out anyways. And that's number 10 on the day for Jesus Luzardo, his 4th double-digit strikeout game of the season.
Let's be real. That's the story of the day.
And they're a great lineup, the Cubs, too.
Oh, they
right?
are. Yeah. They can score.
I mean, if it was as simple as him tipping pitches, great. You correct that. You get right on back to being a guy that has Cy Young stuff. And you just get right back on track, especially with Nola out.
Without skipping a beat.
Especially with Nola out. Because here's the deal, guys. If no Nola or not a good Nola, you need Sanchez and Luzardo and Ranger to, you know. I mean, and by the way, I mean, think about that. I mean, you got three lefties, 2, 3, and 4, whatever order you want to put them, Luzardo, Sanchez, and Ranger. That's pretty amazing, man. So that was a fun game to be at. It was a quality win. You know, I'm not going to say my Phillies heart is settled down. I still got some rough spots in there with all sorts of players I'm, you know, aggravated with these days. But, I mean, Rhea, that was a quality win yesterday.
I'd love to look at the record when they score first, because it just seems every time they score first, they have a different attitude.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I mean, I know it's got to be a great record, but it just felt, it was Luzardo,
He was the guy.
I was scared. He was the guy. That it was just going to fall off
and
the cliff.
And they were able to win a game comfortably in which they did not use the main relievers. So that's a couple days in a row now. You haven't seen the Stroms and the Kirkreins and all that.
And
so,
everybody got a hit except for Johan.
Yeah, exactly.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.